I don't think you're a sad old man like Pinky was saying before you got in here, Lockie.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
I actually called him desperate.
Oh, that's fine then.
Because he messaged us to say, only if you really want me will I come in to record the post-show show. And I'm like, how desperate do you need to be wanted?
That's what I was thinking when I said it.
I need to feel wanted by you.
I'm very busy.
Oh, it's just a busy thing.
Yeah.
We are into the post-show show here. We're joined by Lockie Yitta from the newsroom here at Triple M. You can get in touch over the socials, Triple M CQ on Insta, Triple M Central Queensland on the Facebook page.
Facebook.
Theme of today, Lock, has been ranting.
Expert topic.
I know it's your expert topic, yeah, so let's let the gears start turning in your head. But first, how are you, mate?
I'm all right.
Yeah, he wants to be able to unleash. Give him permission to just rant, how are you? Let's be polite.
Like four times today.
You have smiled four times.
Probably.
Why?
I don't know.
What happened to you?
Do you have a job interview or something?
Have you got a date?
No.
No. Nothing.
No to it. All of the above, actually.
Is there something good on the menu for lunch?
No.
Oh, man,
do you want us? Should that? Do you want us on the show to try and get you a date?
No way.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Listeners, block your ears. Sorry, guys. He doesn't mean that.
We go to the topic a fair bit, don't we, being the bunch of singles that we are?
Yeah.
Actually, not desperate singles, but just single.
No, we're not too desperate.
We're just not. Yeah. Well, maybe you are.
No. I'm on medication that has turned me into a f***ing eunuch. Seriously, I've got no sex drive.
It's all about the sex, Anthony.
So, no, obviously not.
Well, I sent you a flirtatious message the other day, apparently.
What did you say?
I sent him a message and it translated into like some Southeast Asian language.
What's like that screenshot?
I want to hear this.
I can't even remember what I'd said, but it was like, actually, I think I just reacted to a message.
Yeah, you did a thumbs up.
What did social media trend?
Okay,
he sent me a message that had like Cambodian writing or something.
He reacted to a message I'd sent, like hoping for the best for you. He love heart reacted. And it said, try and read that, what it says after his name. So what he usually would say is, Lockie Itta react, love heart reacts to this message.
Lachlan Itta.
It's like Cambodian.
Debay to come, love heart.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it's got like accent points.
Who's the chick on your screen, by the way?
That's a musician named Claro. She is extremely talented.
Talented photo.
Oh, she's breathtaking, but she is one of my favorite artists.
Mm, okay.
Hey.
I'm just checking in.
She's gay.
Okay, so she's not going to be into
I'm an
you.
Ally, huh?
She's
how about that?
She's not
going to
be into you.
No, she won't be. And look at my background now. Sweet little picture of my mum and my little sister.
Oh, that's really cute.
I did get told off by my mum that I had more photos of my dead dog on the wall than my family.
You've had a dead dog in the past.
What? No, I don't have a photo of the dead dog. But the dog died and there was a photo of the dog in the house and me with all my mates, but no photos of mum, dad, brother, family.
Saying that as a parent, I actually have a severe lack of printed out photos around our home.
What's the point?
Well, because it's just because we're out of the habit of doing it. Because back in the day, I was of the generation where you had to take photos on a camera, go and get the photos developed, yada, yada, yada. But I actually, it's one of my jobs to do this year is to go and get some really nice frames and get some beautiful memories printed off. It's not hard, but it just hasn't been done.
I'll be bullied for my lameness here by you, Mr.
Just as per usual.
Yeah.
Oh, when you point, mate, you're pointing four fingers back at yourself. So. Just remember
I'm not used to the radio thing where you can point and not be seen.
What was the saying you used to do? Be like, mirror, reflect.
I don't know that
primary school.
But I like the hand gesture.
It's like looking it back to you. Yeah.
So what am I going to potentially mock you for?
No. So like you take all these photos, right? They sit in your camera.
In your phone.
Yeah. I make a photo book every year.
Do you know? Okay, I'm not going to mock you for that because
there's
something.
What? Of your screenshots?
I was about to.
I'd love to look at that photo book.
No. That's the hidden album.
I don't hide it.
And that's where I could destroy my friendship group. You go, remember, I've got a photo of you doing this.
That's the photo book I have a copy of.
Okay, yeah, no. I'm They're not your real friends then. What? My best mate and I, have probably got two photos together in the whole time we've known each other. That's a proper mate.
I don't know about
that. We went to the UK for 3 weeks together and still only have like two photos.
How did you two do that?
What do you mean?
You both sound equally hopeless.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake. But that,
I got two things here, though. Number one, I actually don't mock you for that. I've really wanted to make a photo book. I think we must have been speaking about it a while ago, Pinky, where we must have both said making photo albums was a top priority, because I go to like mum and dad's house and go through the cupboard and there's just like February 02 till September 02 and then November,
are these
whatever.
Books?
Yeah, books.
Spines.
Like proper albums. And you can just, and you flick through and there's like 6 years of it and it is incredible. And so I want to do that.
Mm.
The other thing is, do you remember when those electronic photo frames were a fad?
Yes, I had one.
I just got one for Christmas, actually.
No way.
But the thing with those.
Like $2 from Harvey Norman these days.
What Christmas did you guys just celebrate? 2011?
No. But the thing is, right? Yep. The thing is, it's got like a code. So anyone, if you've got the code, you can put any picture you want on it, which I just think surely that's fraught with.
Yeah, that sounds like fun, actually.
Is it like a Bluetooth thing so that...
No, I think it's through the net.
So you could get the code offer and we could put something on there.
Let's get one for the office. This could be very fun. I love this idea so much.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, even the photo albums. I've got a couple of those photo album books and they are really lovely. But yeah, that's the thing. When I've gone back into my memories, it just makes me feel so warm and fuzzy. So and I really do need to get these actioned and printed out so I can just
from
enjoy
like,
them all around the place.
Yeah. As well, like I'm reading books on COVID because why wouldn't you want to go back to that lovely time?
Yourself. Yeah. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can go back and look at the photos from the start of COVID because and remember how dark that was.
Yeah, it was awful.
Just to cheer yourself up after work.
Way to rip the handbrake on this.
Was it really my idea?
Remember being locked
looking
down?
Back on photos? Yeah.
I do know what you mean, though. Sometimes I'll catch a glimpse of like a selfie with a mate and we're both wearing masks and we're in a park. And I'm like, oh my God, that's all
it was.
That's all we could do.
There was a selfie for mine where I found sequin masks. So I had
of
a very glamorous.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Did you, were
I think
you in
I kept
here,
that one.
Were you in the studio during COVID?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't go anywhere.
You didn't,
No.
Like you guys didn't go from home or anything like
that? No, we had to. We were put in the studio and everyone else had to work from home.
It's all about talent, of course.
Yeah, but it was really boring because there was no one here like yourself to interact with. But also, side note, the news was so depressing and no one knew what was going to happen. And we're meant to have like a light, fun show.
Yeah, right. No one was in the office.
No. Oh, they all had to work from home except us.
Cross my fingers for another pandemic.
Oh, he's in a filthy mess.
You spend your whole time in a soundproof, isolated room anyway. I'm sorry that you have to talk to people on your way to the toilet.
If I had it my way, upper management would give the message, do not speak to him. Just kidding. You know I love
you. You got a few more years
in
the industry.
It's not really part of
the culture like
plan. Yeah. Culture plan. Just don't talk to him. Yep, cool. No.
When his headphones are on. Nah, just mucking around. Did you have... I only want to go for another minute here. Did you have anything you want to rant about?
Yeah.
Look, a certain colleague in our scripts made me say recruitment requirements or recruit requirements. So that's been my gripe of the day.
Recruitment requirement.
Yeah, recruit.
But yeah,
well, no, actually, it didn't seem that
really
hard when Pinky did it. She got it in one go. With no practice.
And I'm a mess of a human.
Recruitment requirement. I said it right.
Recruitment requirement.
Come on, thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, your rant sucks.
So what we're saying is get over it.
feel the love.
Yeah, let's find another rant.
One thing I will rant about just quickly. I hate people who can control the amount they eat.
You remember, and I can't do that. Not with the school kids' junk food cereals.
God, no.
Hello, Cocoa Pops.
Oh, my
God. Smash that box in a week. I have no self-control.
Greatest inventions Kellogg's has ever had.
Because 7-year-old me is still like, never had Cocoa Pops before. And she just comes out. Let's go crazy.
But get this. Remember that movie night I had one Thursday, like 2 or 3 weeks? 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
With my friend, we cracked a block of chocolate that night. And
went
to their house.
It?
No. Oh. I had one piece because I saw them just like nibbling at one. I was like, what is this? I thought we were going to polish this off.
Yeah.
So I just had one piece as well. 3 weeks later, the weekend just gone, I was at their house. block of chocolate is still there, hasn't been touched.
See, those people are concerning.
What, you're a psychopath?
I think that's a red flag. Yeah, you're right. 100%. It is a red flag. They are a psychopath. You should dump them.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some of the best parts of the show over the last couple of days, and we'll catch you back in the post-show tale.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
I have a whodunit for you, Anthony. Yay. I know you love this.
Oh, my God.
Something happened to me on the weekend, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'll leave it to you to decipher what the hell happened here. So I went to Victoria on the weekend for a wedding for Saturday night. So two flights on Friday afternoon, one from Rocky to Brisbane, then Brisbane to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on putting your seat back when you're in a flight? Who are you in that scenario?
Look, if someone's eating behind me, I'm going to stay upright, be courteous in that respect. If it's just a domestic, I'm probably going to stay upright, to be honest, but that's because I'm a people pleaser.
Okay, but for the person in front of you, do you care if they
put
their seat back or not?
I don't mind.
Oh, you don't mind?
Unless I'm eating.
Yeah, well, see, I don't think it's a problem at all. Have never been bothered by it. Okay. But people are petty and bitchy, so I realise, you know, it's controversial. There's always an article, right? Someone put their seat back on the plate and they didn't actually ask. How dare you?
Have you done? What's happened to
you? No, I don't care about it. But like people do all the time. They get so outraged about the most pathetic things. So I was really tired on the second flight. It was like at 6 p.m. that night after being up since 4 a.m. with you.
Okay, yep.
And I was just dozing the whole way. I was shattered. Mm-hmm. And I was awake when the snacks came through, right? I was obviously awake for that.
You're like, awake now?
My intuition was like, hey, snack time, wake up. And I thought my seat was really low. I was like, wow, it feels like, you know, cool. These are quite low back.
Wait, do you mean reclined?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
But I hadn't put it back. So I was just like, wow, these seats are pretty, reclined, pretty relaxing, considering they're not back. And then as we were about to land, I was asked to put my seat up.
Oh, okay. Can I?
Now, Anthony, I never put it down.
No.
I never put it down.
Okay.
Who done it? What happened?
But, okay, firstly,
I was so confused.
Who are you sitting next to?
I should have realized it had been bloody put back, but I didn't do it myself.
Who are you sitting next to?
Randoms. My daughter and I got booked our flights, everything, and then we just got sit in different spots. I think they wanted us to be like the promo girls, you know?
Yeah, between two blokes.
Yeah. Hi, let's have a chat.
That sound is me smoking a cigarette, obviously, because I'm a detective at the moment.
Marlboros. Marlboro Red.
Yeah.
Real good for you.
Do you think, so if you're sitting next to a couple of gentlemen, do you think one of them's going, oh, poor thing? Like,
that's what I'm wondering.
Like when you see in a
poor
TV show.
Mother.
Yeah, they put a blanket over someone when they're asleep. Someone's reclined the chair for you.
Well, or they're dead.
Well, it's a long shot on a short domestic flight that you'd be dead.
Well, you know, I was imagining the blanket over their face.
Oh, right.
Anyway, yes. Well, I know.
Hang on, because who has the audacity
to
do that to a stranger? And then also, there's a risk that if you do that, they will wake up from the movement backwards.
Yeah.
So I think...
What happened? I was actually really embarrassed.
Tell me why quickly, and then I've
got
the answer.
Because of people hating everyone so much for putting their seats back. I'm like, those are the people that are going to work today to talk about that woman who was really inconsiderate and put the seat back. She was a total biatch.
Well, I do have to say, I hate on someone who has to be told to put their seat up during landing. Because I'm like, is this your first rodeo?
I know.
Put your window up, put your seat up, put your tray table away, you idiot.
I know.
I tell you what, though, I think you done it, mate.
The feel-good start to your day. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M breakfast.
I know we are running out of time here, but just to follow up, I was conducting an investigation into
cringing at myself,
reclined your chair on the plane.
Yes.
Now, a good detective, even once he closes a case, keeps thinking about it, just in case
he's
closed it.
And puts his cigar in the bin, mate.
Well, only.
This is 2024.
No, he puts it in the bin once he has a breakthrough. He goes, quickly puts it out.
But yeah,
puts
it in the bin. Not just on the gutter.
And runs to the chief's office and goes, open that goddamn case file back up.
Yeah, the chief, yeah.
So I thought you'd done it and reclined your own chair, but I have another theory, which I don't think you're going to love.
I'm not going to love any of these theories.
If it was a stranger.
Yep.
Number
I think
one.
It probably was.
Check that you got both your kidneys. Number.
Hold on. Feeling a bit lightheaded. Okay, I think they're there.
Okay, you're good.
Okay, good.
Number two, is it possible you were snoring? You were out cold
it's
that much?
It's so possible.
And they thought, okay, when you move someone, sometimes a little body readjustment
yep.
fixes snore, and he's reclined you for
yep.
you. Okay, so that's what happened.
I feel that sorry, but I was going to preface it because I'm a pretty open person and I would have just said, fellas, nice to meet you. High five. Great to be flying with you again. I don't know why I'm sitting in between you. But anyway, I'm really exhausted. And when I'm really exhausted, I can kind of snore a little bit and I'm on a flight. So if I do, like, just shove me. It's fine. Give you consent. Give me a shove.
Oh,
it's all good. But I didn't do it.
Can you give us an example of a snore?
Yeah, just no.
Okay.
Fair, no, yeah, fair. Sometimes there's been drool. International flights, I know.
Oh. The worst is when you wake up in a kick. You do one of those jolts and you kick the chair
oh,
in front.
Oh, they're horrible. Like, oh, yeah, they're the worst. Yeah.
So
that's the thing, sitting next to people you don't know on a flight, it's very problematic.
Yeah, well, we've solved that one.
Thank you.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
I had to compose myself for a second. Just.
He did just swat a fly. Live on air.
Oh,
the timing of it
amazing.
All.
Amazing. We got a video of it. It'll be up on socials in the next 10. And I was just busy, not really prepared for this because I was hanging the fly up by its feet outside the door as a message.
A warning.
Now.
Caution.
Cost of living.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to become a talkback show, but it's high.
Well, it is. Just there's no way around it. Everyone's talking about it and everyone's getting pinched. And not in a fun way.
What kind of fun places do...
Anyway.
I'm curious. Maybe you can tell me off air.
Well, yeah, it's not fun though, is it?
But I agree.
Shrinking budgets.
Yeah, and the supermarket's doing pretty well out of it, as it turns out.
Mm.
And so I want to test you and see... We're going to hark back to the good old days of 2000, and we're going to go shopping. And then we're going to compare that.
Oh, I was a Povo uni student.
And I was but a baby boy. So
wow,
you could
the year
be
2000.
My babysitter or something for the day, and you've had to take me shopping with you.
Oh, I probably did do that too.
All right, shall we transport
okay,
ourselves?
All right.
Oh, it's so overstimulating in here.
Yeah.
I speak pretty good for a baby, by the way.
Yeah, amazing, impressive.
Now, don't forget, it's 2000, so here's what's
okay.
A bit of Destiny's Child over the speakers in the supermarket.
Yeah. Hit the clubs.
Okay, so
you're
we're walking
young.
Through. We're going to get... You're going to need to take note of everything.
Okay.
By the way, and then guess how much it's all going to cost at the end. We're going to get a box of barbecue shapes, please. Nanny, I'm snacky. And a 30-pack of Coke.
Am I writing this down?
Right, you should be. 30-pack
of
you're
Coke.
Going to guess the price.
I am.
I haven't been very clear on the rules. That's my fault.
A 30-pack of Coke?
A 30-pack of Coca-Cola.
Yep.
5-litre Buller ice cream.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yep.
200 gram Nescafe gold coffee, because I need some caffeine after all that sugar. I'm going to crash. And then something to dip in my coffee, some Tim Tams, please.
Okay.
Have you got all that down?
Yeah.
What would you have a guess that's going to cost total?
Oh, total.
Oop, we've just
less than
into
$30.
Someone.
Less than $30.
Okay, less than $30.
Yeah.
You don't have to put a perfect figure on it. I'll leave it at that. Let's transport ourselves now.
Mm-hmm.
2024.
Oh.
Now I'm a full grown man.
Well.
Okay, debatable.
We'll go with that.
I would also, once again, like a box of shapes, a 30 pack of Coke. Didn't know you could still get those. You can only get a 4-litre Buller ice cream now, more Nescafe Gold, and more Tim Tams. Now, what do you think that costs today? Oops, we've just hit someone else's trolley again.
What's 30-pack of Coke? Oh, jeez.
And we're not buying it on special, by the way.
No, I'm not doing any special deals.
Good.
Just under $60.
Okay. Would you like...
Does that mean I was correct both times?
No, I was just doing a money sound effect because we're talking about money.
I was getting rated here. It's like, yeah, winner, winner.
No, sorry, that is misleading. My apologies.
Yeah, thanks for misleading me.
let's have a listen. Sorry, no, let's have a listen. Let me tell you. I got so many buttons going on here. I apologize.
And dead flies. It's just, it's a mess in here.
I've got so many faders up in it. I've made too much work for myself to create that whole soundscape.
You poor darling.
I'd do it all for you in the car. That would have, theatre of the mind, they call it. Back in 2000, you said just less than $30. I'm going to give you that because it was $32.37.
Oh, so I made it a bit cheaper than...
A bit cheaper. Yeah, but that's bloody good shooting from you.
Yeah. Like I said, I was a Povo uni student at the time.
And that's what you would have lived off.
Yeah.
I should have put in some megareng noodles. You would have known that in a heartbeat.
Rice. Rice is my weapon.
Here's what you're not going to believe.
What?
In 2024, that same shop costs you $80.
Get out of here.
I mean, are we
See,
all...
See, I'm lost on the Coke prices. I don't buy that stuff.
$47.20 for 30-pack of Coke.
Are you serious?
$15 for it back in the day.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Like degreaser from Supercheap would be cheaper than Coke.
Same colour.
Together.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Lock me up. I have been caught in a lie.
What's new, Anthony?
God, I've been slick on the buttons lately. You want some little pat on the back?
Is it fly free over there too? No dead fly carcasses on the buttons?
They got the message.
Just like yesterday? Okay, good.
Loud and clear. You know me. I hate lying.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
You hate having to lie?
I hate having to lie.
You don't. You shouldn't have to lie. Anyway.
Sometimes you do. As you're going to find out.
Okay.
You know what? I don't know about you. I think you hate to lie as well.
I don't lie.
Which means you hate to lie, I would assume.
Yeah, but you just said you hate it, but then you do it. And I hate being lied to.
It's like going to work, mate. You hate it, but you got to do it.
Oh, look at you.
I told you, I'm not in the mood today.
I know.
So, back in high school, I used to be a gun at lying. No worries. Oh. In Melbourne, I got the tram, got in an accident. That's why I was like,
you're an idiot.
Rubbish.
Everyone knew you were talking crap.
Well, Mr. March didn't have a problem with it. I was always late to his geography? Geology.
What's he going to do, though? Once you're there with your stupid story, goes, okay, sit down, moron, and do your class.
Do you know what, actually?
Whatever.
To sidetrack us slightly, one time I went into class in Mr. March's class, and he was on his phone for like 5 minutes. I was like, oh, sorry, mate. Are you going to teach us at any point? And he goes, oh, take it easy. There's been a terrorist attack in Munich where my girlfriend lives. And I was like, oh, God, that's horrible. How many have died? And he goes, just one. I was like, oh. So the terrorist died. Your girlfriend's fine. Teach us some geography.
Oh, wow. The chewed on you.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Did Mr. March give you your marching orders?
Yeah, he did actually.
Here all day.
He did give... Oh, I'm getting so sidetracked
okay,
by Mr. March.
Right. Let's get to the point.
He did give me my marching orders once when my stomach rumbled in a test and he was like, mate, do you... Actually, not do you need to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. You're distracting everyone.
Go to the bathroom, four-year-old.
Okay, let's get get this show back on the road. So we're flirting with the idea of Keppel on Friday.
Yes.
And I was like, sweet, I'll book tickets and surprise everyone tomorrow. $220 for four adult tickets, right? And then we got too drunk Friday, woke up Saturday, and everyone went, nah, can't really be stuffed with Keppel.
Losers.
And you're not going to believe this. No one had any sympathy that I went ahead and booked behind everyone's back.
No.
So I had to try and get this $220 refunded, right?
Mm.
And I don't know if you've ever called up to... Have you ever called up to cancel ferry tickets?
Yeah, not because I was too hungover and revolting to go. I've had to like remove them or change them. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think that was going to be a good enough excuse anyway. You're telling me as soon as it hit like 1 p.m. we're like, oh, we should have gone. We're idiots.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I called up, and the first question they ask is, "Are you local or out of town?"
Yep.
And like I said, I hate lying. I'm an honest guy, so it came naturally to say local. But do you know what happens when you say local?
What?
They go, "Oh, well, if you're local, we can only give you a voucher, not a full refund."
Okay. Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
Well, you're going to go again.
Yes, yes, but fair enough if I booked myself a ticket. I booked four. I'm $220 out of pocket.
You're learning, aren't you? Mr. Generosity on the beer budget.
On the spot. Would you have come up with a lie even though you don't lie and you hate lying? in the moment to get to try and weasel a proper refund instead of just vouchers?
Oh, I probably would have just sucked it up.
So you're
because we're
person.
Just going to go again. It would have just been annoying and gone, ah.
Do you know what I said?
Oh, here we go.
I've gone, oh, well, actually, I'm local, but I'm here with my sister and my little, and we booked tickets for my little niece, and she's just too afraid, and the three of us were going to go, and she's too afraid of the boat now to last minute. She's cracked it. It's a whole thing. It's a real headache, but we can't. And she goes, oh, no worries. I'll refund it then. Oh, what a genius.
That's okay.
That's okay, right? Yeah. And then she goes, oh, so you, your sister, your niece, just the three of you. I was like, yep. She goes, no worries. So under your name, you've booked four adult tickets, all with separate names and last names. It's like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yep. Thankfully, though, the great people at the ferry company refunded me anyway. Hooray!
I feel like there was always the option where you could have said, oh, I really would rather a refund if possible because...
I'm morbidly hungover.
Because I'm an idiot.
Throw me a bone.
And I bought all these tickets for my friends and now I'm broke.
Oh.
They probably still would have done it.
Money in my pocket either way, baby.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
I don't think you can say that, Lockie. I think people do care about wars in third world countries.
Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
It's such a good gear change.
This is going to end in a defamation lawsuit at some point.
Between who? You and I?
Look, I never wanted a boring life. Sorry.
The back end of the post-show show,
Wild
gang.
Adventures.
Hope you enjoyed those highlights. So should we have it a guess at what we are going to include in this week? Nah, let's not do that.
Yeah, I've got no idea what we're doing here.
Hold ourselves to it. Yeah, what are
Let me know.
What are we doing here? What's come through on the Facebook page comment-wise this week, Pinkster? Maybe we can take Lockie through some of those.
Well, we did have quite a few good rant calls, as we did play earlier. I really love the rant theme. Everyone seems to be going hard at the moment.
I know.
Got the shits with the world. It's not hard, is it? It's not hard.
Oh, actually, here's something. We killed a fly in studio yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I saw that. That is the best content I've ever seen come from you.
Really?
Yeah.
What was so good about it? Thank you, firstly.
I mean, it had skill from what am I?
Oh, I nearly got it with my tongue like a frog.
How good are backhanded compliments that you get in there? It's charming.
I actually recommended to someone else in the office that they should watch that.
And you know he did.
That was good
he
content.
He directed it to you as your best content, not me.
Yeah, well, you didn't kill the fly, did you? You didn't get the kill.
No, he has better compliments for me as well.
Oh,
saying.
Right. Do you know what? We're trying to wonder, like, where the hell does this fly come from? Because, I mean, we're on the first floor of an office building.
Well,
in a soundproof
floor.
Room.
Exactly. So where's it snuck through?
Well, it's a bit of a vacuum seal door, isn't it? So I guess it's like been zooming around somehow out in the office. It's come up through the elevator, up the stairwell. It's got into the building and then one of us has come in or out and it's just sucked it in here.
Has it not come in this force? Really suspicious unmarked box that's sitting by the door?
I was going to blame... Sometimes you open the door when you're on earlies.
What?
You open the balcony door when you're on earlies and leave
you
that open.
You started it.
What? I don't leave it open. I close it behind me because I wasn't raised in a barn.
There's no aircon in here at 3 o'clock.
You shouldn't need it.
Let's just clear up the fact that we head outside is to get a bit of the morning light because when you do early mornings, you don't get the first light into your eyeballs and skin, which means you have less vitamin D.
I don't know if you've got a window there.
Less chance
of
catching it.
No, if it's through glass.
No, you've got to actually be outside.
UVB passes through glass. UVA doesn't.
We want A, mate. We want whoever wants a B.
And that actually helps you with, what is it, your melatonin, your sleep cycle, natural daylight, morning daylight before 10 a.m. is recommended.
Yeah, but like when you wake up at 3.
Affect like your nervous cycle, your poo cycle, all the things like that. Oh, my
God.
Daily sun in your face.
I could do the next 5 post-show shows.
Please don't finish this
sentence. That's why people do like...
Talking about gut health.
Anal sunning. Have you seen that?
Yes.
What?
Sunning your rim.
Maybe we should do that one morning.
Anal gazing, it's called.
Anal gazing, that's the one. Yeah.
Apparently,
is this
it is
for
so good.
Purposes, or is it just
no, direct health. Sunlight on your butthole?
It's like a cold plunge.
Your butthole-io.
Anal gazing. Let's search it up.
Email from parents.
That was a story that probably came out during the COVID years.
Do you know what's funny? Sometimes someone you know sends you an email with like a link to an SBS article and our company computer goes, are you sure this is safe?
Oh, really?
And I've just clicked into a perennial sunning website and it didn't give a crap.
Surely SBS has gone past being edgy and adulty.
It blocks emails from the federal police. For me.
Oh, that's helpful.
Not that the police are after me, you know, news.
Let's clarify that.
Can't get me. You can do it spread eagle or you can do it happy baby. You can do it doggy style, but should you do it?
Wow.
Oh, here we go.
Are you sure you are reading what you think you're reading?
Is it the right site? Doggy style.
No, this is it. This is it. What are the benefits? Okay. It can boost your mood, regulate your sleep, increase your libido. Oh, that could offset my problem. Spark creativity. That's good for us.
Yeah.
Sorry, boss. I needed to go and so I had no. I'm not. Sorry,
can't
even
mate.
Say
no
the
one
words.
Here. It's only us. Early morning. We can get away with
well,
it.
I'm here. I don't need to
privacy.
See that.
You don't. He has to be at the end of the balcony.
Yeah.
He's throwing his butt out to the rest of Denham Street. They're the ones who.
I'd have to have. I'd have to have a shave.
Anal bleaching, you know, you might want to consider that.
Yeah, maybe, because otherwise it's like, you know how the rainforest floor doesn't always get sunshine.
It's a bit damp.
Attract success and positivity, enhance longevity and stamina, cleanse the genitals of bad energy or germs.
Bad energy.
So if you've ever had an STD.
Yeah, if you've got a UTI.
Sun your bum.
I don't think it would attract success. I think it would attract police.
Okay, maybe this is where we leave it.
Okay, I'm done.
It's some pretty heavy Wednesday chat. It is hump day, though. That is why we're speaking about our humps.
Excellent, excellent.
Hump or rump?
Back to food.
Oh, God. All right. Thanks for tuning into the post-show show. Get in touch over Facebook.
Sorry, not sorry.
I'd love to hear if you have perennium sun. Thank you, Lockie, for coming in this morning.
I want to get out now.
See you, Pinky.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.